With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No relief yet from skyrocketing gas prices. They've topped $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular at just over $4. That's up $1 in a month. The California average, a budget-busting $5.88 a gallon. President Trump says energy prices will fall sharply when the Iran war is over, and he predicts that will happen soon. In the meantime, the United States has hit a central Iranian city, sending a massive fireball high into the sky. And Tehran struck a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is chiming in.
After 1 month, he said the war was definitely beyond the halfway point, but later clarified he meant in terms of missions, not time. The Israeli Prime Minister said the war had killed thousands of members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards and that his country and the U.S. were close to finishing the arms industry, wiping out entire plants and the nuclear program itself. The Israeli leader again said that regime change was not the goal, but he voiced confidence that the Islamic Republic would collapse internally.
The BBC's Jolan Nell in Jerusalem. And there may be no relief yet at the gas pump, but there is relief for travelers at the nation's airports. Security lines are getting shorter now that President Trump has intervened to make sure that TSA officers get paid. Congress has not acted. Lawmakers are on a two-week holiday break. Democrats are complaining about President Trump's executive order paying TSA personnel who went without pay for almost 2 months. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher so far. The Dow futures are up 414 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 56. The S&P futures up 186. This is SRN News. Holy Week is ramping up.
A lot of churches will start the weekend events with services for Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, and Jesus' instruction that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Next is Good Friday, marking Christ's crucifixion. Then comes Easter Sunday, the most important date on the Christian calendar, when billions around the world will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding the alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is understood as part of a broader global struggle facing Christianity. In Egypt, most Christians belong to the ancient Church. This is SRN News. There will be no Charlie Kirk Highway in his home state.
Now, Republican lawmakers in Arizona had passed a bill to name a highway loop around Phoenix after Kirk, but Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed the legislation. Hobbs suggested Republicans had injected politics into a naming decision that should have been left to a state board. In the meantime, more than 20 states are now considering bills to honor Charlie Kirk. Jason Walker reporting.
Trump administration officials will soon consider exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of America from the Endangered Species Act, the exemption requested by War Secretary Hegseth, who cited unspecified national security concerns. The exemption request comes amid global oil shocks and soaring energy prices, the Gulf of America already one of the top oil-producing regions of the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.